You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it. You want it. Come and take it.
Shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
Back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
Alrighty, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It's the 10th of February, and it's a Monday. No, it's a Tuesday. I don't know what day it is. I have that problem a lot lately. But anyway, here we are, whatever day it is. Got a lot of stuff going on. Let's see. Hang on a minute. Let me see. Has anyone seen him, Earl? Who are you talking about, Minnie? Let's see here. Not sure what, not sure who you're talking about. Yeah, old Junkies. Hadn't seen him for quite a while. You talking about, his aviator? Is that who you're talking about? He's been in here a time or two. So,
Okay, let's move on here. The we've got a concealed weapons class coming up this Saturday. The following weekend, no, this following weekend I'll probably be in New Mexico. The weekend after that, we've got the battlefield medic class, wilderness medic class that Edge of the Woods will be teaching here in Vernon. And coming up in March, we'll have a CCW class on the 13th and a counter-strike class on the 14th and a reloading class on the, what is that, the 20th, I guess, yeah. So, we're starting to get the schedule slowly but surely. Don't forget in June, save up your money and save up your vacation time. And meet me up in Yakima, Washington, both for the Arms Expo, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then for the three-day punt to look, 27th and 28th, maybe. Let me check here real quick. Just take me a second to get to it. Yeah, I believe it's the 26th, 27th, and 28th. But, well, we've got lots of time, so I'll make sure you get the right, right information before then. That's going to be a good class. That's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. There's some good folks up there, a good place to shoot. So, you know, the, I don't know if you guys have gone and seen Seventh Son yet. I've never been a real big fan of, I don't know, I can't say that. I guess there's some good shows out there that I've gone and watched that were, what do you call it, animated like that. But this one is exceptionally good. Lot of action in there. And the thing that got me to want me to go see it was this deal right here off the television. Listen to this.
Now, war is coming. Between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Yeah, I love that. When I heard that, I said, you know, I'm going to have to go check it out. I'll go see what's going on. It was damn sure a good show. It was definitely action-packed. And wouldn't mind going and seeing it again. Rights at risk. No, I don't think I'm getting a cold or flu or anything like that, but I am getting a little bit of a sore throat. That happened a couple of years ago. Got just a little bit of a sore throat. Never did get sick. Never felt bad at all. Never, no problem whatsoever. Just had a little bit of a sore throat. So, anyway, we'll see what comes of it, but I'm drowning it in silver, so it can't survive very, very well. But there was a lot of things in this movie that was very much related to you know, freedom, liberty, and all of this. It was just a really, really good show. So, if you get a chance, go check it out. On a, well, let me lead up to this a little bit. For those of you that made it to the EMP show that we had, when was that? Last night. Wow. Jeez. Hey, I hear my dessert coming. Looky here. I am getting, looky there. We're going to have to take a break. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's perfect. You are awesome. Give me a big old smacker right there. Mm-mm. That's sweeter than this stuff here. All right, thank you. All right, yeah, it was last night. Wow. Anyway, in that book, it talked about, we just barely touched on this a little bit last night, and that is the, I can't tell you too much without giving the book away, but obviously when something like that happens, there's going to be a lot of bandits, a lot of gang activity, a lot of gangs forming. These people are going to do with the mob mentality. They're going to pack up just like dogs do, and they're going to. Right's at risk. I know it. Yeah, it's getting bad. they pack up just like feral dogs. You get a bunch of dogs together and they pack up, and that's what people are doing. And I'm not going to get into what the show did there. I mean the book, but I don't know if people have really thought too much. If you've seen that movie The Road, that gives you a bit of an idea of what I think we'll be looking at. And when people get hungry enough, when people's kids get hungry enough, when people get desperate enough, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems of monumental proportions, problems something that can't even be described. And with all the other stuff in addition to that, it's going to be an ugly world for a while. But anyway, there's I think for each of you, regardless of where you live, Many Men Penned, maybe you missed the show last night, I don't remember, but it was the book that we talked about through the whole show, and that's One Second After. The book is called One Second After. And I implore each of you, if you haven't read it, you need to get that book. Matter of fact, you can go on Amazon Prime, or matter of fact, was it Prime or just Amazon in general? I don't remember. But anyway, he found a copy of it for $8 today. Get on there, find it, and read that book. It's kind of like Unintended Consequences. Yes, it's fiction. It's written as if the guy was right there, like it was happening at the time. There's quite a few small grammatical errors and stuff that most people will never notice. But I'm kind of a grammar Nazi when it comes to some of that kind of stuff. But it didn't take anything away from the story whatsoever. It wasn't badly written at all. I just noticed a few little things wrong with it. But it makes you think. It's a training manual in a manner of speaking. When you think about some of the things that could happen, if half the things happen in real life that happened in that book, you probably need to rethink some of your preparations and maybe even where you live. So, look at where you are from an aspect of protection against, no telling how many hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. The far not if you're alone. A lot of people think they're going to do this from on their own, as lone wolves. Well, won't you send me most of your stuff before this gets started, because you're not going to survive. That's asinine to think that you're going to make it out there. If you're all alone, nobody with you, and you live up on a mountain somewhere, and you are very quiet about how you find food and what you do, and you just do your best to survive, you might make it for a while. But if you have to try to lead any semblance of a life whatsoever, and you have kinfolks and stuff, you're not going to make it individually. That's just ridiculous to even assume that you might. So, the Many Men Pen, let me tell you what could happen here. For those of you not on the chat room, Many says, is it possible that some could attack us with missiles from offshore before an EMP? Many, I'm going to tell you, it's probably worse than that. I'd say that those missiles could be fired from a container ship or something offshore and be the EMP. At the very end of the book, we find out that that's what created the EMP, is missiles that were fired from from offshore, three of them. And yes, absolutely that could happen. But, we don't have any idea. We just need to be, as prepared as we can for whatever you can think of. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. Amy was so nice as to bring me this dessert right here,
And I'm going to have me a little bit of it. So I'm going to play a little song for you, and I'll be back in a couple minutes.
He was a little man, just turned three, took a present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got health care all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding the hammer, like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another man's sweat to pays for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Come this November, where we're gonna set things straight. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding the hammer, when we're holding the hammer, when we're holding the hammer, everyone looks like a nail. Like a nail. That's right.
Boy, that was delicious. Had to eat it a little faster than I wanted to, but it was fine.
So I'm going to give you another scenario here. Doc says that conventional doctrine and common sense said that they would attack, you know, do this simultaneously. I disagree with that, because if they do the EMP right away and attack immediately, then everybody is still well fed, well armed, healthy. Half the population hasn't died off. It would make perfect sense to me to wait 90 days, you know, or 6 months, and then do it when they realize that there's going to be no further attack, or they feel that there's not going to be any further attack. And then, 75% of the population has died off, either from starvation, disease, bandits, whatever the case, combination of all of that. And then they come in. What they could do, one of two things: they could come in full force attack, and it would be a pushover at that point, or they could come in and say, okay, here's 1,000 containers of food and medicine, supplies and bedding and all this stuff, generators coming over. We're going to help. And then having that foothold right there, then they could just take over the country practically without a shot being fired.
But anyway, that's yeah, I do, Hopper. I need to go get some more silver. I'll do that right after the show. But maybe you can understand me well enough to get this through. You heard the Supreme Court Superior Court judge has shot down Obama's illegal alien dreams and hopes here today. So we'll see where that goes. But as it stands right this minute, I think that his they peed in his post toasties for him, and it's not going to happen, as at least at this moment. So that's right, Doc. They'll hope that the EMP attack degrades the response. Of course it will. Yeah, that'll degrade the response to practically zero if it's a if their EMP attack is executed properly. And that's exactly right, Minnie. That's just what I was saying. They won't try to occupy until we've weakened ourselves so much that we offer little, if any, resistance. So, okay. You guys remember, or you might remember, this story. We talked about this on the shooting bench 2 years ago when the guy was arrested, put in handcuffs, taken to jail for drinking Arizona iced tea out in the parking lot. Now, if it makes any difference, and it does, the cop was white, the guy drinking the iced tea was black, and he busted him, handcuffed him, took him to the ground, and it was nothing but Arizona iced tea, which is a mixture of iced tea and pink lemonade, half and half type thing, no alcohol in it. So after 2 years, finally, this guy that come up and busted him was not in uniform, hadn't identified himself. He just said he was the police. No badge, no proof, no anything. Just said, you're under arrest. So anyway, put him face down on the concrete, put him in handcuffs. And now after 2 years, the county district court judge there has finally decided to dismiss. Now, you need to listen to the wording of this. At first, the prosecutors offered him pressured him to accept a plea deal. They're going to invite him to have this blemish, to ruin his life, to have this arrest on there, saying, okay, instead of doing a year for this, you know, I'll just plead guilty and do 30 days. I'm just making that up. I mean, something along those lines. Offering him a plea deal for drinking iced tea. But he held out. Good for him. He held out, and now it's paid off for him. They've decided to dismiss the charges last Thursday. He said that the stop was unconstitutional and that the officer had no reasonable suspicion to stop and question him. Now, that's exactly what they said about, that's what the judge said about Obama's illegal alien fiasco there. He said it was unconstitutional. The district attorney, now this is the part that pisses me off, the district attorney says that he still thinks Beatty should be prosecuted, even though the charges have now been dropped after 2 years. What are you going to prosecute him for? Drinking iced tea? What is wrong with this moron? The assistant district attorney said, I clearly disagree with this decision. It's what's going on in many parts of the country. If you arrest or attempt to arrest people, there appears to be great anti-police sentiment in certain quarters. There needs to be great anti-police sentiment in every quarter when stuff like this happens. How can you say you disagree with the decision? What in the hell do you think he's done? He drank iced tea. They arrested him for drinking iced tea. They tried to prosecute him for drinking iced tea. They're trying to, they disagree with the decision, Why can't they just say, okay, you know, we were wrong. You were drinking iced tea. We apologize. You know, here's a coupon for a Big Mac or something. But and this stupid assistant district attorney, Solar Steve, welcome, buddy. It's been a while. I'm glad you made it in here. This stupid assistant district attorney says, I clearly disagree with the decision. How can you clearly disagree? This is the kind of, this just blows me away. I could see if it was, well, there was alcohol in it, but I wasn't drinking it. I was holding it for somebody else. Something that was even remotely questionable. But in the first place, he didn't have any reason to ask. And in the second place, there was no crime committed. I mean, it wasn't even close, not even questionable. He was drinking iced tea. And this guy says, I clearly disagree with this. It's what's going on in many parts of the country. If you arrest or attempt to arrest people, there appears to be a great anti-police sentiment. Well, yeah. What do you expect? When you have clearly out of control, egotistical, arrogant cops out there that are arresting somebody for drinking iced tea that they had no reason to stop him anyway, what do you think people are going to say? So anyway, good for him. I'm glad he's been vindicated, and that's over with. Here's another one. Of course, that one took 2 years. But here's another one. Good story. I love it when a plan comes together. I love stories with happy endings. There's been a lot of talk here lately about places that allow you to shoot cops. You know that, and that's worded wrong, you know, the way they say that in the stories and stuff. They need to explain that a little bit differently. It's not that they allow you to shoot cops. It should read something to the effect of, thou shalt not be prosecuted for defending your home against all enemies, foreign and domestic, or against, you know, whatever threat may enter your home. If they wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you come out of a dead sleep blazing away, that should be your right. You're protecting your home. You sit around and wait until you rub the sleep out of your eyes, you're going to be dead. So anyway, Indiana is one of those that is recently, well, not that recently, it's been a couple of years now, but passed a law that allows you to defend your home, return fire, if cops have illegally entered your home. Meaning they have the wrong address, you don't feel like you've done anything wrong, they just come beating the door down, then you light them up. So the Indiana said that they has taken action to recognize, this is a quote there, recognize the unique character of a citizen's home and ensure that a citizen feels secure in his or her own home against unlawful intrusion by another individual or a public servant. So here's this one's taken almost 2 years, no, a little over a year. There was a raid, pre-dawn raid on this guy's house here in Texas. The guy, just like everybody else in Texas, had a gun in the house. Heard his door being broken down. He reached for his gun. Police wanted to throw the book at him. But after hearing the evidence, the grand jury said he shouldn't be charged with the shooting death of one of the officers. He lit one of them up permanently. The rule was clear that McGee would not be charged with capital murder for the death of Sergeant Adam Souders, who was part of a SWAT team that attempted to raid McGee's rural home in the execution of a search warrant. I think we talked about this one, too. The officers did, in fact, have a warrant, but a key factor in the grand jury's decision is they did not knock before entering. They didn't give him a chance to put his shorts on and answer the door. They just come kicking the door down. The warrant says that they were primarily looking for marijuana and also for illegal guns. He said his client legitimately thought that he was being burglarized by armed attackers. That's when he opened fire on the officers with his legal firearm. He did have marijuana in there, but it was nothing like the warrant stated and what they were looking for. And There was not a single illegal or stolen firearm in the house. The grand jury did, however, indict him for possession of marijuana while in possession of a deadly weapon, third-degree felony. So he's getting screwed anyway. But anyway, the shooting of the officer is not going to be held against him, and that's a good thing. It's not a good thing that the cop was killed, okay? That's not what I mean to imply. It is a good thing that the guy is not being arrested or charged with that killing as if it were a murder when he was just protecting his home. There's, you know, we just took our little break here a minute ago and listened to that song, but now it really is break time. This is legitimate, honest to goodness time to take a break, so
I'll be back.
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
After she had me, two nurses to hold me and one nurse to slap me. Doctor turned to mama and he shook his head, wiped the sweat off his brow, and then he said, "This boy's way off the charts as far as I can tell. Ooh, mama, he's a double XL."
This is the Nanty Bump. And this is my message. Our current government has fallen from its original intent. No longer does it represent its constituents. Our present government now forces upon its people, we the people, chains of servitude. No longer are we free to defend our families or property. No longer are we free to travel or own land which we have paid for. No longer to admonish our children in the way of the Lord, to provide medicines, food, or education without the overbearing hand of government tyranny. We, like-minded citizens, do commit ourselves to resist, as God would permit, any and all tyranny in whatever form it presents itself, prohibiting the freedom and liberty granted to us by the immortal God of this universe. May God bless us all and stay the course.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl,
patriotic songs.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog by the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a...
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
All right, we're back. And I've got a couple other things I want to expound upon here in a little bit, but let's go through these couple of news stories here real quick. Here is a story that I find hard to believe. It's about a police chief, a fire captain, I mean, who had 2 o'clock in the morning back in June, had shot through his front door and killed a guy, and they're going to let him off. He said that just he feared for his life enough. He said there need not be actual danger when somebody defends himself or herself. He said the sense of apparent danger is sufficient justification for using deadly force. Now, I say this because I think if it would have been anyone else, it wouldn't be this way. I think it was because the guy was the fire captain, fire department captain in Las Vegas. The story is the guy, the two kids, one of them was an airman, actually the one that died, I think, 21 years old. He'd walked up here and got to the wrong house, and that's the thing with you get these neighborhoods where all the houses look the same, duplexes, condos, apartments, motels, you get the wrong door sometimes. And that's all that had, that was all these kids were guilty of, is knocking on the wrong door. And this big sissy felt like, and now I'm telling you, if the door is still shut and nobody's beating it down, then you have no reason to fear for your life. You still don't know if there's, if they're hollering, we're the police, that might be one thing, depending on where you're at and how you feel about it. But, somebody comes up in the middle of the night and knocks on the door. I don't care what you think you feel and what kind of lie you tell to keep from getting in trouble. You don't shoot through doors. Could you come up with an instance, some kind of a scenario where you might shoot through a door? Yeah, you might. And I've talked about that before. There is a slim possibility. But generally speaking, 99.9999999% of the time, no. You don't shoot through doors that you can't see the other side of. You have lots of opportunities to retire to another part of the house or get behind and take cover with your shotgun. And I mean, I just the possibilities are endless here. But because this guy was the police chief, I mean, dang it, I keep saying that. The fire captain, I think that's the only reason he got out of it. This judge says, we put ourselves in the shoes of the homeowner, and we ask ourselves, would a reasonable person in that situation have the right to defend himself and his family members from that apparent danger? He said, such decisions must be made on a case-by-case, fact-specific basis. The law requires us to determine whether a reasonable person faced with the same circumstances would have made the same decision. All right, let's go back up here. Says the collective decision by a number of experienced prosecutors was reached after reviewing all of the witnesses' statements. The statements given to law enforcement by the homeowner, the forensic evidence of the case. Okay, the guy said he fired in self-defense when he believed someone was trying to break into his house at 2 o'clock in the morning. As it turned out, no one intended to harm him. He had come to the door by mistake and knocked on the door. One of the guys was 22 and the other one was 21. He fired through a closed door with a 9mm, striking the one kid in the chest. According to this, the 9mm bullet struck him as he stood at or near the sidewalk. See, it wasn't even the guy that knocked. It was the guy that was with him. It could have just as easily been, it couldn't have been any worse. I mean, there's just two innocent guys there. The bullet entered the right side of his chest, collapsing his lung, breaking four ribs, and lodging fragments in his left arm. So there's that inefficient, weak 9mm for you there. But anyway, that's enough of that one. That one pisses me off. Senator in Connecticut, anyone wanting to buy a high-capacity magazine is arming against the government. He says that like it's a bad thing. Let's see. Let me go back to the chat room here and see what all we've got going on here before I get too far away, before I let you guys. You know, we talked about last night about the Baltic Dry Index and some of this kind of stuff, and we notice now that silver is starting to rise. If you possibly can, if you can afford to get some silver, you better jump on it. Get whatever you can. Whatever you can do. The Z7, thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. The pound sand, you can go pound sand. Anybody that thinks that 9mm won't do the job, the 9mm will damn sure do it and do it well. That's not what I carry, but I have no problem carrying one occasionally. New Jersey. This one's about as bad as that one we read a while ago for drinking iced tea. New Jersey. Now they've got signs out on the sidewalk and a law that can fine you for TAW. Texting and walking. It's illegal to text and walk. So there's been 23 pedestrian accidents since January. That was, I guess that was last January. No, that's a brand new story. February 9th, 2015. That was yesterday. 23 pedestrian accidents, 3 fatalities. These kind of laws are revenue collection under the guise of protecting you. It's not the government's job to protect you from yourself. I agree. It's if you're texting to step out in front of a car and get creamed, so what? It's one of those things. It's not the government's problem. It's your problem. Plain and simple. That's all there is to it. 30. C7, what the hell are you talking about? $30 for 2 strips. I don't know where you saw that, but you didn't see it on my online store. They are $10 for 2 strips at my house. Okay, let's hit another one here, and then I got something. Two more I want to try. No, one more. No, this is it. This was the texting and walking thing. Really? I kid you not. In New Jersey, the nanny state there now is going to fine you for texting and walking. They've got a sign of a guy. Let's see if I can put this sign in the chat room for you. Will that work? Yeah, there you go. There's the sign of the guy, the stick man walking across the street. holding the cell phone in his hand, texting. And there's the red circle with the slash through the middle of it. Thou shalt not text while you're walking. Well, there you go. That's pretty hard to swallow. Okay. Now then, there's these last few minutes here. I don't like to sound paranoid. I don't like to sound like an idiot. I don't like to sound like I'm spreading fear here. But I talked a little bit about this the other night, and from a little bit different aspect. We have cried wolf on this station, on this show, enough times over the last few years, thinking that that this was the last of it. You know, we got 2 weeks, we got 2 months, we got 6 months, and you know, whatever the case may be. And I can't help but when you put all the facts together and the news articles and the BDI and all the ISIS stuff going on, and there's so many things all coming together right now. And if you look at the possibility, the probability, the feasibility of an EMP happening here, or a nuclear strike that obviously there's going to be some localized EMP if there's a nuclear strike that, you know, that's closer to the ground. But if it was actually intended to create a tremendous EMP and was detonated, you know, 300 feet above, 300 miles above the earth or something like that, above the United States. But all that aside, I'm not all of a sudden getting paranoid over the EMP, but there's just so many things going on right now. If we look at the fact that, from what I hear, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I hear that we are in the process of sending ships to the Ukraine. Now, I know there's been some naval exercises going on over there for a while. I hear there's some other ones going over there. I don't know if it's true. I haven't been able to verify it yet. But North Korea and Iran have both made it abundantly clear that they intend to wreak havoc in the worst possible way on the United States. And both of them are just about insane enough idiots to do it. If we go to poking our nose over there in Ukraine too much and piss Russia off, that's not going to be a good thing. I can't see anything good coming out of that whatsoever. And I can't imagine that China's just going to sit back and twiddle their thumbs in their folding chair out on the lawn cooking golden retriever hot dogs there, or whatever it is that they do, and watch all this happen. There's just too many things going on right now. And on top of all that is the fact that ISIS has also made it abundantly clear that they intend to do some stuff here. The UN has talked about the gun thing and all that. They're looking at passing legislation right now, more assault weapon and high capacity magazine ban stuff. All of this stuff coming together right now. It's all happening as we sprecken right here tonight, as these words are coming out of my mouth, all of this stuff is going on. It is completely beyond my comprehension how this can continue to do this and something not pop. Something has to give. I hope it doesn't happen before June till I get a chance to get up there and be with my friends up there again, but I'm not holding out tremendous amount of hope for that. If there's just too many things happening right now, and it's I told you the other night that I've gotten to a point where I am just about consumed with the possibilities and the probabilities of things happening right now. It doesn't make me go crazy. It doesn't make me want to be just wondering all of the things that are going on. If I am prepared properly, if my friends and family and stuff are all prepared properly, and how all this stuff is going to come down here. So it'll be interesting. We do live in interesting times. It's subject to get Western here pretty quick. So, you know, on the one hand, people can say, well, you know, we can't do anything about it, so we're just gonna, you know, live our lives and do things as we normally do, and when it happens, then we'll deal with it. Well, somewhere in between that and, you know, the sky is falling, you know, batten down the hatches and put on your helmet and your gas mask and grab your 10/22 and let's get Western. Somewhere in between those two things is where I'm at. I'm trying to lead my life as best I can, trying to make some kind of plans for a future, although it's a little bit hard when, yeah, pound sand, that would be perfect if we had that opportunity. But I reckon we'll see here before too awful long. All right. Well, I'm as usual at this time of night. I start rambling and not making any sense. So the pound sand, you know, there's some things, and I'm not going to again. Yakima Glock. I'm not a spoiler. When I talked about that book a while ago, we talked about the missiles at the end. If that would have had something to do with the outcome of the book and been mentioned earlier, I wouldn't have said anything about it. But it's one of the very last things mentioned in the book. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just a matter of you know, how the EMPs were deployed over the country. So I've tried very hard not to say anything that would ruin the book for you. But I'm going to tell you, I really seriously hope that you guys will make some effort into finding that book and reading it. And if you've already read it and you still have it without spending any money, you know, it might not hurt for you to read it again with some of the new information that you have and the way things are going on in the country right now. It probably wouldn't hurt you to go through it again. One Second After is the name of the book. And I would really encourage you to read that and read it again if you've already read it once. All right, well, I'm going to sneak on out of here. And I'm a couple minutes early, but that's just going to have to be the way it is. So I will see you all tomorrow night at my regular time. Amy doesn't come in on Wednesdays. And when the time changes on March 8th, I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is going to be. With the time changing in Arizona, not changing times, it gets a little confusing to try to keep everything semi together here. I don't know if I'm going to go back to mornings or what the hell I'm going to do, but we'll figure it out. All right. I am off like a dirty shirt. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. it's not going to wait for us much longer. Approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? Tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Our houses are protected by the good Lord and a gun. You might need them both if you show up here not welcome, son. Our necks are burnt, our roads are dirt, and our trucks ain't clean. The dogs run loose, we smoke, we chew, we fry everything out here. Way out here.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out a pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these.
He said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time to see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
So far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
He's more.